Besides this inferior nature, O mighty-armed Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mind, which are all living entities who are struggling with material nature and are sustaining the universe.
Pariyam itas tu anyam pagitin vidhime para jivahutan mahabaho jaya idam thagati javak. So, to further clear this material world, Bhumirapananovaro, and this is also nature, prakriti. There is another nature, prakriti. Prakriti means feeling of, aware. Jiva Bhuta, the living entities, are not mentioned in this connection as Purusha, not Purusha. The Maharaji philosophers, they think themselves as Purusha. The Kurmis also, they think they are Purusha. Purusha means enjoyer, and Prakriti means enjoyer. But Krishna does not say that the living entity is Purusha. He says Prakriti. Prakriti is always subordinate to the Purusha. That is natural. In the Manusamhita, it is said, the Prakriti of Sri never deserves to be independent. Satantakam arhati. So as soon as the living entity is accepted as Prakriti, then it is to be understood that she is under the control of the Supreme Purusha, Purushottam. Krishna is Purushottam. And Krishna has been accepted as the Purusha by Arjuna. Parabrahma param dhama paritam paramam bhavam. Purusham sāsatam. It is not that Krishna has become Purusha now, and before that he was impersonal. No. Krishna is Purusha Shashvat. Eternally he is Purusha. Eternally he is enjoyer. He is never enjoyer. You cannot enjoy Krishna or God for your self-gratification. That is not possible. He can use you for his self-gratification. That is bhakti mark. The bhaktas, they never claim to be purusha. They are always subordinate. Mama janmani janmani ishkar bhavata bhakti vahai tuki pari. This is Bhakti Yoga. So, this material energy is inferior, and the spiritual energy, although Prakriti, is still is superior. That is extra. Why superior? Because the spiritual energy, Prakriti, can control over the material energy. There is some things of Purusha activity, but actually living entity is not Purusha, it's Prakriti. That is the material energy, Bhumirata Anuruval, is controlled by the Supreme, controlled by Krishna. Similarly, we are also controlled by the Supreme, controlled by Krishna. And because Krishna is controller both of the material energy and the spiritual energy, he is called the Supreme Controller. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vidya. In another place, Krishna says, so far the material energy is concerned, he says, Maya Bhakshina Prakriti Shivate Sacharasaram. Maya Bhakshina, under my superintendence, this material energy is working. In another place, in the Brahma Samhita, it is said, Sushti Sthiti Pralayasa Manasakti Vita Sāyī Vajastha Bhuvanāni Vibhati Buddha. Buddha Shakti, or external energy. Buddha. Buddha means the superintendent of the four. Durga. Durga means four. Where you cannot get out or cannot enter very easily. That is called Durga. Durga. So, Durga means the superintendent deity of this material world. So she is very powerful, Durga. How much powerful? Sishti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti. She can create, she can maintain, and she can destroy the whole material energy, whole material cosmic manifestation. She is so powerful. Sishti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Rita Chayiva. Still she is working, not independently, chayiva, just like chaya, or reflection, or shadow, not independent. The material scientist who thinks that the material energy is working independently, they mistake. Material energy is, cannot work independently. We have got experience. However, God as a machine, maybe, unless there is touch of the spirit soul, the machine cannot work. Similarly, the big machine, cosmic manifestation, everything is going on very nicely. But it is being worked out by the plan of Krishna. That is stated by Krishna himself, Maya Bhakshena Prakriti Shivate Sacharasaram, and similarly it is confirmed by Brahma, Sishti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Rita Chayi Vajastha Bhuvanani Vibhati Durga. Just as he Sushti Sthiti Pulaya Sadhana Shakti Rita Chayi Vajastha Bhuvanani Vibhati Durga. Ichhanu Rupamapi Jastata Teshtatesha Sa Durga Jastha Ichhanu Rupamapi Teshtati. Not independent. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead desires, she was. Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamam. So, description of this, Krishna has proposed in the beginning of this chapter that Asamsam Samagramman Jathak Asasi Tatsi. Without any doubt, as you can understand me completely, I am this time. Now here is the description. Krishna said that the material energy and the spiritual energy, both of them are different energies of Krishna. In the Vedas also it is stated, Parasasakti Vividhaiva Sriyate Natasya Tajam Saranantha Vidyate Natasya Sama Udhikasya Dhrishyate Parasasakti Vividhaiva Sriyate Tadam Bhuti Jnana Balak Yasa. The Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has nothing to do with Himself, because His energies are so complete that simply by His desire, the energies work sadharita, automatically. Just like the energy is in a seed, you implant it, put it within the earth, put little water, and it fructifies. It becomes a big tree, banyan tree. The energy is so perfect. You can study by ordinary, understand. The banyan tree, one fruit, and there are thousands of seeds within one fruit. And each seed is containing another banyan. This is a fact you can experience. How much energy is there, a small thing, but the energy is so complete that it can produce a big banyan. Not only big banyan tree, many millions of fruits, big fruits, and each and every fruit, there are millions of seeds. Just imagine, parasasakti. The energy of the Supreme, how perfect it is. And so perfect, sabhaviti jnana balakriya. The energy is put there, electric energy, or spiritual energy is there, and automatically it becomes perfect. Wherever it is, as it is required. Sabhaviti jnana balakriya. We try to paint one picture of banyan tree. It will take so much energy of us, and then still it is simply painting. It is not perfect. But Krishna's energy is so perfect that within the seed everything is there, and in due course of time it fructifies and comes into nice perfect tree. This is called Krishna's energy. Both the spiritual energy and material energy, the source is Krishna. Therefore the conclusion should be that life does not come from matter. Matter comes from life, as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Vinna prakriti me astadha. Krishna is life. And from Him this material energy, earth, water, air, fire, mind, intelligence, and falsehood has come. So He is huge, gigantic, material, cosmic manifestation. He is caused by the Supreme Life. Not that life has come from man. So there are so many theories, but Krishna, the Supreme Life, the Supreme Being, is the source of everything. Therefore Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam prabhattati. This fact is known to the devotees. Vasudeva sarvam inti, sa mahatma sudullava. Krishna is the source. Absolute truth is Krishna. In the Vedanta Sutra, the inquiry, athāta brahma jignyāsa, Kutanti, what is that absolute truth? The supreme source of everything. The supreme source is Krishna. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. in the beginning. Janamadvastavataha annayat utaratasya arthesu avijyam tara. Avijyam. Krishna is the Supreme Creator and He knows everything. Annayat vatirekena directly and indirectly. Both ways. He knows everything. He says also in Bhagavad Gita, Vidaham Smititani. He knows everything. Krishna, when he was asked by Arjuna that you say that this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita was taught by you to the sun god, how can I believe? The answer was that the thing is that both of us, we are present, but you have forgotten, I have not forgotten. That is the difference between Krishna and ordinary living. He is complete. We are not complete. We are incomplete, fragmental portion of Krishna. Therefore, we must be controlled by Krishna. If we do not agree to be controlled by Krishna, then we shall be controlled by the material, this bhumi rapa anarava. Actually, we are spiritual energy. We should voluntarily agree to be controlled by Krishna. That is devotional self. That is devotional self. We are spiritual energy, and Krishna is the Supreme Spirit. So if we agree to be controlled by Krishna, then we are promoted to the spiritual world. If we agree, Krishna does not interfere with your little independence. The faith shall see the thakur. Krishna says to Arjuna, whatever you like, you can do. That independence we have got. So out of that independence, we have come to this material world. To enjoy freely. So Krishna has given us freedom. We can enjoy freely. And we are trying to do that. But the result is that we are becoming intense. We are given the freedom to walk in this material world. Everyone is trying to become the master of the material world. Nobody is trying to become the servant. Only we, the Vaishnavas, we are trying to become servants. The Kurmis and Jnanis, they do not like to become servants. They criticize us that you Vaishnavas, you have got slave mentality. Yes, we have got the slave. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. Gopi Bhaktu, Padakamalayo, Dasa, 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 Anu, Dasa. That is all. What is the use of claiming artificially, I am master? If I have been master, then why the fan is required? I am servant of this influence of summer season. Similarly, I shall be silent in the winter season. Too much cold. So we are all a servant. That the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jive Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Dham. Actually, our constitutional position is eternal servant of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Consciousness. This Krishna consciousness movement is meant for this purpose, that these foolish persons or aspects move on. I am not manifesting the word foolish in that sense. It is said by Krishna. Namana Duskitanam Muha Purpadanti Narasma. He has spoken like that. He'll find. Duskitanam always acting sinfully. And mula, and that's that. Naradama, lowest of the mankind. or you have, Krishna, you have speaking so much to you of this materialist scientists, there are so many philosophers, they are all Narasama. Yes, they are Narasama. But they are educated, yes, that is also, but what kind of education? Maya aparuta jnana. The result of their education, knowledge has been taken away by Maya. The more one is educated, the more one is atheist. At the present, of course, education does not mean. Education means to understand, jnani. Educated means wise man, educated man, jnani. Actual jnani means maam prabhadvante. Maunam janmanamanti janvan maam prabhadvante. That is education. Education does not mean to become a thief. There is no God, I am God, you are God, everyone is God. This is not education. This is ajnana. The Mayavadi is the thing that they have become one with God. That is not education. That is, describing the Srimad Bhagavatam, Janmeda Vindaka Vimukta Mani. They are thinking that they have become liberated. But actually, Avishuddha Buddha, their intelligence is not purified. Therefore, falsely claiming, he, one is God, and how he has become God. This much common sense there is. God is God, God is God. This Jatavad philosophy is perfect. Asinta Vidala. Simultaneously one and different. We have God. Because we have spiritual energy, therefore Krishna is Supreme Spirit. Therefore, we are one in quality, but Krishna is the Supreme. Ano Aniyan Mahato, his Mahato Maniyan, and we are Ano Aniyan. We are smaller than the smallest. This relationship with Krishna is perfect. If we have been actually God, then why we have fallen? This is not possible. God is God. He is never. God's name is Achyuta. He never falls down. But he, living entity, they are Achyuta. They fall down from the spiritual platform to the material platform. So we may, although we are fallen in the material platform, but because we are spiritual energy, therefore, Krishna is describing this living entity as para prakriti. It is prakriti. Prakriti means to be controlled by the spiritual. This is to be understood. Prakriti is never conscious. Purusha is conscious. Therefore Krishna says, the aparayanam itasthi buddhine prakriti para. So, jīva bhūtān mahāvāyo jayadam bhājate idam. It is parāprakriti, superior energy, because it is trying to control over the material energy. Every one of us, we are trying to control over the material energy. The big stone, big hill, that is material energy. But the spiritual energy, a human being, is breaking the hill by denying. Therefore it is superior energy. It is also energy, but superior energy because it can control even the biggest mountain. Nowadays, by scientific advancement, they are making so many tunnels within the big mountain. Big ocean, they're making tunnels, they're drilling oil, conclude that who's superior. But that doesn't mean they have become God. That is mistake. God is different. God is Krishna, the supreme controller. He is controller of the material energy and the superior energy. This should be the conclusion. Jiva Hutan Mahavaro, Gailam Bhagati. And the, because, that will be explained in the next verse, because the superior energy is controlling the material energy, but trying to, not control it, but trying to control it. That is called struggle for existence. Actually, you cannot control the material energy, but we are trying, that endeavor to try to control what is material energy is called struggle for existence. Actually, we shall not be controlled. We shall not be able to control. That is explained. Therefore, in the material world, we are trying to solve one problem, but we are getting new problems. In the Western countries, we see very easily, man manufactures the horseless carriage, motor car, to go very safely. But now this problem is where to park and how to drive the motor car. In America, I have seen, they are increasing different parts, one after another, one upon another. Still, the problem is not solved. Still, somewhere is time, bottleneck, soil, accident. So, we cannot actually solve the material problem. That is not possible. Material energy is so strong. You cannot control. Because real controller is Krishna. We are simply trying to control our material energy, that way we will never be successful. This is knowledge. Krishna says, therefore, Devidri Sadhanamai, Mamo Maya Durastaya. Mamo Maya Durastaya. It is very difficult. But, without Krishna consciousness, forget it. Krishna, we are trying to control our material energy, that is explained by Krishna poet, very simple language. Krishna bhulya jeev bhogavan shakare pasete mayakare japotiya dhare. As soon as we forget Krishna, the supreme controller, and we want to control our material energy, bhogavan shakare. Bhoga means control. I shall control this market. I shall be the head of the market. Everyone is trying. So Krishna bhuliya. And he does not know the real controller is Krishna. So Krishna bhuliya is Bhagavansha. This Bhagavansha, on account of this Bhagavansha, he becomes subjected to the condition offered by this material. Therefore it is said, Devidri Sadhaname, Mama Maya Durasya, Mame Vaja Patadante, Mayame Tantara. So in the Bhagavad Gita, everything is explained. Either you study, comparing with the modern scientific and philosophical way, or as we accept it, as it is, the conclusion is the same. Krishna is the supreme controller. That will be explained later, therefore, if you are sensible, if you are actually wise, if you are actually advanced in knowledge, then we should surrender to Krishna. This is the conclusion. We have to surrender. Therefore, Krishna says, Bhavanam Janunam, you have to. You cannot be independent. The more you become independent, you become more and more entangled. Jagyat karma, karma annatta karma bandhana. If you don't act for jagga, jagga purusha Krishna, then you win. So, the best thing is, if we become wise, wise means, Krishna says that this is your position. You have to surrender unto me. You did not surrender unto me, therefore you are suffering so much in this material world. Today is Krishna's last day. He descends to give us instruction. Paritrana sadhana vinashaya sudhishthita. Krishna advanced himself. Sadadadai dharmasya glani bhavati bharata. This is dharmasya glani. What is that? When we forget Krishna and try to become the master of the world. This is dharmasya glani. When you want to become master of Krishna, that is dharmasya glani. So, Krishna advanced himself. This is today, his auspicious day of Krishna advancing to kill Kamsa and to release Vasudeva. This is Krishna. Rather, dharmasya, yeah. Paritrana sadhana, Vasudeva, his father, was arrested. Put into the prison house to release him from the prison house and to kill the consul, Dushkitina. Rakshas. The Rakshasi philosophy is how to kill Krishna, how to become godless. Kamsa was planning to kill Krishna. That is, Kamsa, or the demon, that is planned. But Krishna comes to kill the demons and protect the devotee. Prithana sadhanam vinashaya sudhishthitam. But he is trying to both the demons and the devotees. By anyone who is killed by Krishna, he also gets liberation. And what to speak of the devotee. So, on this advent day of Krishna, we shall seek protection at the lotus feet of Krishna. Then we shall be able to cross over this illusory energy, ocean of illusory energy. Samāsthitādi padapallavam plavam mahatpadam punna jato murāre bhavāmbudhi vasya padam param padam, padam padam jat vipadāna tīśāṁ. So, Krishna is advancing today. There is sutra by the demigods. We should read how Krishna protects the demigods or the devotees. We should seek protection of Krishna. This world is so dangerous. It is said, padam padam jada vipada. Every stage there is danger. But if we take shelter, samāsthita je padapallavam plavam, mahat padam punna jaso murāre. If we take shelter at the lotus feet of murāre, under whose lotus feet the whole mahat-tattva, cosmic manifestation is resting. Then this big ocean of birth and death we can cross very easily. Vatsapadam. Vatsapadam means the impression by the hook of a staff and the water containing. The whole ocean becomes like a spot, small spot, created by the impression of the host. That is called Vasu. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is for this purpose. We are requesting and training the bewildered living entity who has forgotten Krishna to revive Krishna consciousness so that he may be saved from the onslaught of material nature. This is Krishna consciousness movement. So this is the greatest humanitarian welfare activity to the human society. Take it very seriously and be happy. Thank you very much.